Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You've still got time to call us. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
Or you can use the Contact Us email to send us email while we're on the air. Griff Edie from Santa Monica, California did just that. You know, she's known as Dress to Suit.
Yes.
I put my store on vacation starting October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Items that sold on October 31st are now marked as late delivery. Shouldn't these be excused?
You put your store on vacation on October 31st?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't hide her listings. Is that it?
She didn't say that. She just said she put her store on vacation starting October 31st. Items that sold on October 31st are now marked as late delivery.
Right. So I don't understand. You'd have to provide more details. Did you hide your listings, or did you elect to just have the message on top of your listings? The message alone will not indemnify or protect you from late shipping. And I want you to stop thinking about it as eBay's rules. I want you to think about it as your buyer. If you just put your store on vacation by putting the message on top without hiding listings, even with that message, you still, if you haven't changed your handling time, your buyers are still seeing an estimate of when you're going to get that item is going to arrive to them, including your handling time. If you do not ship the item, you are going to take a hit on your metric. This is really important. It's a topic we talk about on the show all the time. I'm sorry if you've missed the shows where we've talked about this. And I'm going to repeat it now because this is an ongoing topic. If you put your store on vacation and you only elect to have the message on your listings that the seller is away and will be late shipping orders, it doesn't protect you when you don't ship those orders. Buyers are still able to buy your items because you haven't hid them, and they see the shipping estimate, and it's going to count against you.
So how do you hide your items?
You either check the box in the store vacation setting that says, hide all my items. By the way, it will only hide your fixed price listings. Any existing auctions with bids will still be available for other bidders to bid on. So make sure that if you're going away, you plan your format strategy so that your auctions have ended well in advance of your going on vacation so that you can get paid and fulfill those items before you leave. The other option is to change your handling time to reflect when you will be returning. So the buyer will see an honest, accurate indication of when they can expect their items. So if you're on one day handling and you're going away for 10 days and you change your handling to 10 days, you can use the bulk editor to do this for all your listings. Then buyers who see your items know, oh, I can buy it, but it's not going to get here until 10 plus the days that I would normally expect to see it from this seller. And they'll see that in the indication. Again, if you're listening right now and you're not paying attention, stop what you're doing. Put down the cigarette or the spoon or the fork, or stop listening for a minute and listen while I repeat this, because I see more and more sellers getting into issues with this because they're not paying attention. And again, I'm on eBay's behalf. This is, to the great extent, our own fault because we have not added the text or changed this feature in 10, 15 years that it's been around. If you're going on vacation, putting the message alone on top of your listings is not good enough. You have to hide the listings or change your handling time to indicate when you'll be back. If you do not do this, putting the message alone is not going to protect you from taking hits on late shipment metrics.
So it's a two-step process. If you're going on vacation and you do not want anybody to buy your items, it's a two-step process. You put the message up there and you click to hide your
listings.
Right.
There's a box that says hide my items, or you change your handling time. And you can put the message too.
Of course.
And that's it. But it's important and I'm always surprised at how sellers think about this. Well, I put the message up, that should be enough. No, it's not enough. And remember, what's the buyer experience? And the buyer experience is, oh, I looked at the shipping time and it said it would be here on December 12th. And now it's December 20th and it isn't here yet. And I'm not happy. Especially during this time of year. Don't do that to your buyers. Now, the plan, what we're pushing for in our seller evangelism team and community development team, is to get this feature changed so that there's one option and one option only.
Yes.
You go on vacation, hide your items. If you don't want to hide your items, you just go and change your handling time.
Yeah, it should be one click.
It's just too confusing. And that could take some time to get changed. So in the meantime, we're saying, well, the first step, let's just at least put
two
some
steps.
Warning text. No, our first step, put some warning text up on that page that says, just putting the message up alone is not going to protect you if you don't ship your items out in the handling time that you stated. My fear, Lee, is I'm not being clear about this. Do you think that's possible?
Yes, I do, because I was very confused for a long time about it. And I think just saying, we should always say, there is a two-step process. Number one, put the message that you're going on vacation. And number two, hide your listing. So we need to be more clear to say it's a two-part process.
And if you stop at the first step, you're leaving yourself open to account degradation by not shipping your items out in time.
God forbid.
Right.
Account degradation.
Account degradation.
Lily from DeLan, Florida, known as Lily's Loft, sent this in to us last week, Griffin. We mentioned it briefly, but did not get to answer her question.
What's that?
It's Lily from DeLan, Florida. Okay. Hello. After last week's discussion of watermarks, I realized some of my listings may have a watermark that I did not put there.
Mm.
I use an app called Pick Collage, P-I-C Collage, which allows me to put more than one picture in a photo. If my main photo is a large design of a shirt front, I sometimes put a small one of the entire shirt front in a lower corner.
Why?
In the listing, I see the words Pick Collage on the bottom. If this is indeed a watermark, is it okay for me to crop it off?
Yeah, you shouldn't have it in there. Doesn't matter what it says, but if the service you use are using is marking your photo with text, that's technically a watermark. You don't want it in there.
No.
So either crop it off or don't use this service. You get 12 pictures. Why are you taking the first picture and making it composite? I always think that's a little odd. I mean, I know some people who have like multiple colors of shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Will line up all the shirts in one photo so you see them. But they won't have 12 different little mini pictures. I'm not so sure that's a good experience. I'm also not sure your item's going to show up in Google Shopping with that type of photo. I can't say for certain. I'd have to search for it.
So your answer is you would like Lily to rethink the program she's using to do this?
Yeah. I actually would very much recommend that.
And number two, cut the watermark off.
Yeah, or don't, and that's going to be extra work. Why are you using this service?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. So look, I know everyone has their own way of doing things. That's great. I don't understand why you just don't use eBay's 12 picture service. Just upload the pictures that way and that's it. You're done. I can foresee a time where we may not allow photos and descriptions in the future. So why put them in now? You know that we've just gone through a year of not allowing certain links. You know, they have to be compliant HTTPS links and active content. I'm not quite sure why people are still putting photos and descriptions. And I all I can say is it's a matter of habit or to their eye, they think it looks good. It's not a recommended practice. So I would say cut that watermark off, but bigger than that, think about not using this service anymore.
It's unnecessary and you're wasting your time.
It's not necessary and you are, in a sense, wasting some time.
Yeah,
using
you are.
It. Yeah. Now you're going to have to crop photos. You want to spend time cropping photos unnecessarily? I hope not.
Hey, if you'd like to meet up with fellow eBay sellers in your neck of the woods, check out the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You just go to ebayradio.com, Click past episodes in the right-hand sidebar to get to the eBay Radio archives, then find seller events under seller resources. It'll say seller resources up on the top, and you just hover over it, and it'll say seller events. And Griff and I will be reading those events shortly. Good grief. Is this the third hour? We're in the third hour.
I guess we're at, it's almost.
Oh my. Okay. I totally lost an hour. Can you believe that?
You totally lost an hour. This is like Lost Weekend, only Lost Hour with Ray Milland.
Okay. So we're going to do that seller events calendar. And one of the things that we like to tell you throughout the year that we think these seller groups are so important to your success on eBay. Joining a seller group in your community or starting one yourself, they're so important. First of all, we work in solitude. We work at home in solitude.
Yeah.
It's just great to be with other people.
It is definitely. That's the number one reason.
Yep.
But there's number two, three, four, five, six as well.
Yes. Like making better sales.
Yeah. Learning more things that you didn't know beforehand. This open phone segment was brought to you by Six Good Software. Coming up next, today's closing segment.
Any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
You want to connect with your customers, but keeping up with email from multiple selling channels as well as messages on social media is a job all by itself. You've got product sourcing, listing, and shipping to do, along with having a life. Meet Reply Manager, the inbox that connects you with your customers. Reply Manager makes communicating with your buyers simple, fast, and personal. Reply Manager brings all your messages into one central inbox, keeping email threads intact. No more switching between multiple accounts and screens. Automated workflows, such as sorting messages into folders, speeding up your response time, and smart autoresponders and personalization hashtags give every response a personal touch. Reply Manager can be used by multiple team members, letting you keep track of who's answering what. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 432.
Every seller has some, those dead items that just won't sell. Joe DeMarco is known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's and on YouTube as Crazy NY Driver. He has a tip on bringing those listings back to life.
One of the things I've been using with much success is Lockdown Manager. I usually run a sale for 2 weeks. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, I will start another sale, but not on the exact same items. Maybe I'll do 600 for the first 2 weeks, and then I'll run a sale on another 600 for the next 2 weeks and spread it around and let everybody get a chance to go on sale. And that usually works pretty well.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Jingle Bells was first written for Thanksgiving and then became one of the most popular Christmas songs. And if you received all the gifts in the song The 12 Days of Christmas, you would receive 364 gifts. That's a lot of wrapping. Happy Holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So shall we read the events?
I can't see why not.
nothing tonight.
Well, now that's a first.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something tomorrow.
Yes, there is.
Because the Casa Grande online eBay sellers group meetup is going to happen tomorrow, Wednesday, December 13th. It's going to start at 5:30, go to 7 p.m. It's going to be in the Cookie Jar. That's a restaurant in Casa Grande, Arizona. And the topics will be Q&A about subjects of your choice. So bring your subjects. Get ready to Q&A them. By the way, you have to bring your BYO. Bring your own dinner or dessert. Or buy your own dinner or dessert.
Yes.
I'm going to say buy.
We're going to have her type that out.
Yeah, she has to type buy your, you know, please plan on buying a dinner or dessert.
Right.
Because BYO means
bring your own. No, they want you to bring your own.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Bring your own
dinner or dessert.
Oh, yeah. Just say it out then.
Mm.
So I guess it's not a restaurant then, huh?
It's called the Cookie Jar. I don't know.
Maybe it's an actual cookie jar. Do you ever think of that?
The Cookie Jar. Where was that, Mesa?
It's in Casa Grande.
Casa Grande.
Yeah. While you do that, I'll do the next one too.
Okay, go ahead.
On Wednesday, also tomorrow, Wednesday, December 13th, the Calgary eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen at the Alastair Ross Technology Center in Calgary Innovates. That's in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. Starts at 6:30 p.m., goes to 9:30, and the topics will be sharing the eBay experience and the new environment for trade.
Okay, so I just looked it up.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a bakery and cafe.
Oh, so they have
And they do sell breakfast classics. They sell, they have a lunch menu with burgers and desserts and.
So why would you bring your own dinner to
a
restaurant?
I think it should, they should have said, please buy a lunch.
Buy your own dinner. Yeah, and they need to say that out.
They do. They do. So everybody will know.
Yeah.
So you did the Calgary already, right?
I did.
December 14th, Greater New York City eBay e-commerce group meetup happens at the New York Public Library Columbus Branch Basement Community Room in New York, New York. Topic, how to get last-minute holiday sales. Presenter is Kathy Terrell.
And then, why is that twice? Did you notice that?
Which one?
The Greater New York eBay e-commerce group.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
Showed up twice.
Yeah. So on January 12th, there's nothing else for the rest of the year on this calendar. But starting in 2018, our first meetup on the calendar happens January 12th. It's the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, which will happen on Friday, January 12th, starting at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania, and it's just going to be an eBay Q&A, but I'm sure it's more than that. It's noshing and kidding and having fun with friends and making new friends and
talking about your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Then on January 20th, the South Florida eBay Sellers Meetup Seminar is going on at Broward County Library, 6th floor, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's from 11 to 5 p.m. And it's an entire day of networking, learning, and inspiration. And Brian Burke, Director, Community Development, eBay, Inc., Laura Chambers, Vice President, Transportation, Authentication, and Consumer Selling, eBay, Inc., they're going to be there. She's going to be via Skype. Patty Whitlock, top-rated seller, eBay trainer, and meetup organizer. Will Seiple, CEO, WorthPoint. Out of Value Antiques, Art, and Vintage Collectibles. Dana Crawford, CEO. My God, everybody's going to be there, Greg.
It's going to be a party.
Really. Dana Crawford, she's the CEO of Power Selling Mom, Inc. And she's going to talk about the fast track to listing.
That's right.
This is going to be great. South Florida, it's kind of like a mini event.
And then 2 days later, on January 22nd, the Dallas eBabes and Emails meetup will happen at 6 p.m. That's a Monday, by the way, January 22nd. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Outback Steakhouse in Plano, Texas. I've been there. And they will ask that you join them as they kick off 2018 with a visit from eBay's Brian Burke, Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelism. There's no charge for the meeting, as usual, but please plan to spend $20 on dinner. And I would be going to these, but there's a reason why I'm not.
And tell us. We know what it is.
I have to, number one, have to schedule well in advance and because of the home situation. And in the winter, this is just too tricky with weather. So I can't afford to get stranded overnight.
And then Howie would not have his
dialysis.
Dialysis.
Right. So it's a health issue for me until this is until the weather is better, at least. In the wintertime, it's just too tricky. So love to be there, but not possible right now.
Well, we're busy, you know, working on our house. We've got 20 relatives pretty much involved in the holiday this year. Well, it's a big birthday for me, too. So we got some relatives coming in for that. It's big, big birthday.
Like how big?
Like, I think this is the birthday where they get to call you elderly for real.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was told that this birthday.
Yeah.
That's when you are, because somebody said, when are you elderly? And then somebody said, well, I heard it was 75. And that's my age in a week and a half, 2 weeks, the 20th.
Well, I look at it this way. Congratulations, you made it.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to live past 30, so.
Me neither.
Yeah, we all did, right? We couldn't see ourselves
just a weird
this age.
Thing. We thought we'd live fast, die young, and leave beautiful corpses. But boy, did that turn out wrong. This
segment Who made that song?
I don't remember.
Fair and Young, you don't know anything.
I don't. See, you knew something I didn't know about.
I did.
Well, we'll see you next Thursday. We'll be live at 11 a.m., so join us there, eBay Radio.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.